Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Right then.
We ready to go?
I'm pretty much ready when you are, yeah.
It's funny when you do something like this, there isn't that moment that says, right, go. You know, isn't like lights down or
no
anything.
Is it? Have we started?
Eh?
Is this it?
I don't know. It's
it's hard to tell when it begins.
Well, usually start with a sigh.
Well, shall I do the sigh?
Yeah, go on then.
You said you were a bit sick of it.
I've been sick of it for 3 months. I tried to change it to the sounds of the circus.
Yeah.
I'm in a really bad mood, actually, Andy, so you better... There's a lot of responsibility on you
for
this
just
one.
Do the sigh then. All right, honky-tonk.
Eh?
All right, honky-tonk.
What, you talking to me? Did I say I was in a bad mood?
Yeah, what are you in a bad mood for?
Because they just booted us off the train with no explanation.
Were you smoking or something?
No, they booted all of us off the train. And then I got...
They all smoking?
I got on the train room, they said get on, but I didn't know whether this new train was going to stop where I needed to get off, which is Waterloo East.
Right.
Got off at Waterloo East. I haven't had any breakfast.
Stalker's
Andy.
Charter that, by the way, telling people where you get off the train.
I didn't tell them where. I see what you mean. Yeah, but I mean, we're at a special recording today, aren't we?
Are we?
Then I went to Starbucks, I will name them, and I got an egg sandwich.
Right.
To try to eat it on the street.
Just an egg sandwich?
Yeah. But the bread was so crumbly that I picked it out of its little plastic thing,
mm-hmm.
The 78% of the sandwich just fell onto the floor.
So you're naming and shaming Starbucks here.
And
using
then,
this podcast as a vehicle to name and shame multinational corporations and their piss-poor sandwiches.
Hey, big business up yours is what I'm saying, really. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying this individual sandwich was shit. And then I got out of the secret entrance to... The secret entrance at Waterloo East, and they've blocked off the road to pedestrians.
Right.
So I had to walk all the way around the old 3i building.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm in a bad mood. So don't sigh at me, mate.
Done it now.
Yeah, well, yeah you have. Sounds of Sunderland.
OK, Andrew. Let's have that then. Put me in a bad mood as well.
I'm
probably.
Taking you to the hairdressers.
Oh,
right.
Ironic.
All the Mackhams getting their Xmas bowl cuts,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Yep.
So here we are. This is what I overheard. Are you going anywhere nice this year? I'd never completed that. That's just
maybe they're not going anywhere nice, Bob.
Maybe they're going... I'll tell you what, they're going to the races in York, let's say that, but they're going to stop off at the Waitrose car park. How classy is that?
Mm-hmm.
And sit in the car park and have the dippers. But how's your Jack? Is he still pissing sideways? I've put a couple of footmarks on the carpet by the bath, and if he gets his stream right, he can get most of it in the sink. What are you having for Xmas dinner? Roast chicken or a dipper tower? Could you stop snipping a minute whilst I snot up in the sink? I've got that terrible cold. Oh, that vape smells nice. What flavour is it? Alsatian cushion. Oh, it smells so bad. I'll give one a pull on it. So that was my morning, watching the Mackhams get the ball cuts.
How nice for you. Pissing sideways, eh?
Yeah.
Hey, I've got a couple of names for you to choose from, if you want to do that.
Are you so fat that if you sit down and you urinated on the toilet that it would all go all over your thighs? Or are you not that fat, Andy?
I'm not quite that fat yet.
But I suppose that happens, doesn't it? Wouldn't you think?
You're sitting down. Would you not just, like, kind of really lean forward so that your Douglas sort of pointed into the pot?
Well, maybe, but I mean...
But then there's the danger of shitting out the back and...
All right, look, last week's podcast was foul, Andy.
Well, that was your fault, not mine.
I take full responsibility, so let's keep steer clear of the back,
anus
the back
free.
End. Please.
An anus free episode.
Thank you. And it's my fault for even going there with that there.
Well, look, I'll give you a couple of names you can choose from. You can be, first one is International Adam. He's 45. He lives alone in what he calls a penthouse, but is actually a bed sit with a massive window overlooking the local tip. He does 14-hour shifts for 6 months of the year, but he spends the rest of the time travelling around the world on his own. He's got a blog and an Instagram account, and he's frightened of looking women in the eye.
Okay.
Well, International Adam for
there. I very much like the fact that he can overlook the tip, Andy.
Massive window.
Big window, you said, and he overlooks the tip.
Yeah.
I think I've told you before, I love the tip.
Me too.
I love the rules, the regulations. I love watching the people sneaking shit into the wrong...
Yeah.
In the black bag.
Do you do that?
You can spot them. They look so sheepish.
Loads of cardboard and stuff that they haven't separated, but you put it in the black sack.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
Haven't you?
No, no.
I make it my life's mission to get past the guards at the tip.
Do you know what I did the other week? Speaking of waste recycling, and I'm kind of addicted to this. Scrapped my car.
What, you scrapped it?
Scrapped it. Took it into the scrapyard.
Yeah.
Got 140 quid for it.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to it.
Well, you've done it once.
I've done it once.
So are you sure you're addicted?
I've got a yearning to do it again, but I haven't got another car to scrap.
Mm.
I might sort of try and pick up a 300 quid car and then scrap it for 140. It's a £160 loss, but I think the £160 is worth it for the experience of going and scrapping a car.
Could be, it could be.
Because you get to put it on the scales and the weight and everything.
Oh, you get your money's by weight, so you get a heavier car, you get more money.
Yeah, heavier car you get, the more you get, yeah.
I didn't realise that. Well, you know, it doesn't just have to... If it's the scrapyard experience you want with the weighing and all that, you could start clambering on church roofs and getting the lead and all that stuff and copper and...
Getting in, like, abandoned houses and that and getting the copper piping.
Yeah, you could start doing that.
Seems like a lot of work, but I'd rather just buy a £300 car off Gumtree.
Okay.
And then scrap it.
So if you can find a car on Gumtree that's advertised for less than 140, you can make money.
That's a profit, yeah.
Although, if it's 100 quid, it's probably a non-runner, so how would you get it to the tip? You push it.
Probably
with your
have
big,
to, yeah.
Big arms.
Yeah, you probably have to. Or get some mates in to help us out, yeah.
With your monkey arm. So how far is the scrapyard from your bungalow?
It's about 2 miles. The last bit's downhill, so that's quite easy.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
I could freewheel it. Once I've pushed it, like, a mile and 9/10, I could get in, take the handbrake off and just freewheel it down into the yard.
Yeah, put a lot of wear on your slippers, though, pushing it to that downhill, you know what I mean?
Well, I could just write them off as, like, tax deductible.
Oh, they're tax deductible?
I could run it as a business, couldn't I?
I like that name because of... But are you offering me any others,
Andy? I'll do another one, International Adam. Or you can be Crackers McNackers.
Yeah.
45. He's had his testicles removed and replaced with a pair of clackers from the 1970s. Do you remember clackers? Do you remember clackers from the 1970s? He spends most of his evenings down at the ice rink disco in a vest and a pair of loose shorts, clacking away in time with the music as he skates round and round.
Righty-o. So he's not a smooth glider, or they wouldn't clack?
No, he's not. Well, he kind of glides from side to side, creating the clacking...
Yeah.
Clackers McNackers. Crackers McNackers, weirdly.
Was he wearing very tight shorts?
No, very loose shorts.
Very loose shorts.
To allow the clackers to sort of freely bang against one another.
I'm going
to
choose International Alan because I want to be looking through that window now as we speak.
Yeah.
Do you want to be called something different or you're on your
own? Give us a choice.
You could be Todd Laboratory, yeah? He's inherited permanent earache. Now, that's a very unusual thing to inherit, isn't it?
Not nice.
Earache.
Yeah.
But he has. He reads murder mysteries all day, which reminds me, have you written any more Tabitha Huntley mysteries?
I haven't, but I've got one of them kids' books out, like David Walliams has done.
Well, what's it called?
Uncle Bastard.
Righty-o.
Do you want to hear about Uncle Bastard?
Yeah, of course.
I was going to bring him up later on, but he's a drinker. He sells cut and shut cars on Facebook Marketplace. He goes up the club on a Sunday dinner time to watch the strippers and he makes his nephew stand outside in the street.
Oh, righty-o.
It is his story. It's his journey.
So what's the story, though? Have they lost a goblet?
It's just Uncle Bastard going around being a bastard.
Oh, righty-o.
It's kind of a stream of consciousness rather than a carefully plotted story.
Oh, of course, because the kids like that.
But it'll be on BBC One next Christmas Day next year, so that's good.
Okay, and Todd Laboratory, he reads the mystery murders all day in his shower.
Yeah.
Yeah? Or you could... Now, I've lost the rest of my description of him because of Starbucks.
Because of the train.
Because of the train, yeah.
Yeah.
You couldn't be Unit XB45, yeah? It's a sex robot built in Bolton. Now, his off switch is a bit dodgy.
Yeah.
And part of his face has melted, right? Mm. Looks a bit like Andrew Neil, you know, mm-hmm. the politics fella.
Wheat the Bix head politics yeah. man.
Very nice manners, though.
Unlike Andrew Neil.
Well, you said allegedly. That. I didn't say that. Oh, I don't think you have to say allegedly when someone's not got bad manners.
Well, I don't know.
Have you met any celebrities who have got really good manners?
Yeah, Alan Brazil.
Well, you've met him, have you?
Yeah.
No, I don't, but have you really?
Joey Barton held the door open for me once.
Really?
In TalkSport, yeah.
And then stubbed a fag out in
your face. Nah, he was very, very demure.
All right, I'm going to do a bit of this stuff, right? Festive. Brass hand observation comedy, Andrew. Right. Quasimodo goes into a bar and asks for a glass of whiskey. Bell's all right, says the barman. Mind your own fucking business, says Quasimodo. The barman is so shocked his brass hand falls into the sink. A skeleton with a brass hand walks into a bar and orders a beer and a mop, right? Barman is so surprised his brass hand falls off and damages the Pyrex bowl he's using as a drip tray. Listen, here, try this one. All right, rabbit with a brass foot orders carrot juice. At the pub, yeah. Barman says, we don't do carrot juice. Rabbit leaves. Comes in the next day, right? He says, I'll have a pint of carrot juice. He says, look, I don't sell carrot juice. I told you yesterday. Look, if you come in here again, I'll weld your brass foot to the bar stool. Next day he comes in, goes up to the bar, says, have you got any welding equipment? Barman says, no. He says, well, can I have a glass of carrot juice then? The barman is so exasperated, his brass hand melts and his face turns in on itself, revealing two little wrens. One flies off to the Barclays Bank and one to Lloyds Bank. Both explode on entering their respective buildings. So that's a bit of brass hand work, Andy.
Very festive.
You know, they're just all jokes, really.
Very festive. But you've enhanced them a little bit with your brass hand sort of stuff. I'll be the sex robot, if that's all right.
Yeah, of course you'd be. Can you remember his name?
No idea.
Unit XB45.
Yeah, I'll be him. We filmed the live show that we've been doing around the land this year, haven't we?
Mm.
And you can now see that for yourselves for the rock bottom price of just 99 pence plus VAT.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. It's through the popular online Patreon service. So you'll need to go to www.athleticomince.com for further information about how to get that.
What does Patreon mean?
I think it's just one of them made-up words that they call websites, because all the words in the dictionary have now been taken up by .com. Every word in the dictionary is gone.
Didn't I say a film called Patreon Games or something?
You might have done. Patriot Games.
That's Patriot, isn't it?
It's like that, but online.
I might look up Patreon whilst you're doing the advert, so carry on with your advert.
That's pretty much it. Anyway, it's a 75-minute live video of me and you titting about.
We've took
stage.
All the foul stuff out,
haven't we?
We've took
the really unpleasant stuff out, and it's 99 pence, you know. What's 99 pence these days? Packet of matcha tax cards?
Packet of matches?
Packet of matches, exactly.
A mask at Santa Cazola's
Laughing Emporium. Yeah, so there we are. So go to www.athleticomince.com, or you can follow us on Twitter at athleticomince, and we're on Facebook as well, and you can get more information about how to get your eyes on that live video.
Hey, listen up. I've got a new feature.
Okay.
It's going to really stretch me as well, Andy, because it requires me to do 1, 2, 4 impressions.
It's not Santa Cazola again, is it?
No, you think I should drop that? Well, my instinct was I should, so I haven't prepared anything.
Some people seem to like it.
I love to laugh. Hey! I got balloons, puffuffles, and it looks so.
Anyway.
It's called, and this is the first episode, of the British Manager's Lunch Club.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a select band of the old English managers, right? Allardyce, Hodgson, Moyes and Pardew.
All the greats.
All the greats, right. So they're meeting up for lunch at Rule's restaurant in London. It's like a posh club, Andy. Mm-hmm. All wood panelling and that, and school dinner sort of food, you know. Right. So that's a nice type of food, isn't it? The school, you know, it's like treacle pudding and steak and kidney pies.
I'll be at that. Mince and dumplings, that sort of thing.
Yeah. And they have one of those booths. I'm sat behind them, right? Drinking some port and eating a nice pie.
How much is port? Is a nice pie in there? About 90 quid.
No, it's they do like suet steak and kidney pudding, you know? It's a good size as well, Andy. Right. And I think it's £17. For the home, including spuds and gravy and all that.
If you went to Jackie White's Market in Sunderland, you'd get that for like £2.30, £2.50.
And where would you sit?
Just on the floor.
Sit on the floor, eating Jackie White's fucking suet. Knob. Yeah. Right. So like they're in like one of those booths facing each other, and like suddenly I hear order.
Hang on a second, I'm just writing down just for my next kid's book, Jackie White's Suet Knob.
Okay. Order, says Sam Allardyce. It's an impression, right? Thank you for coming today, and congratulations to every one of us for receiving huge sacking and signing on bonuses in the current year. Now, this has enabled the BMC, that's the British Managers Club, to have a capital pot of some £25 million. And we are here to decide what to do with it. Roy, you first. Got to try and do a Roy Hodgson now, Andy.
Ooh.
Well, first off, can I congratulate Alan on his new job at Crystal Palace? They're lovely. Any good?
Alan's at West Brom.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Hodgson's at Palace, what's going on?
Exactly. Well, first off, that's not how he speaks, is it? Well, no.
It'll do.
First off, can I congratulate Alan on his new job at Crystal Palace. They're a lovely soft touch and easily ripped off. Well done, you. Pardew says, now, Roy, I'm at West Brom. You're the Palace manager. Am I? Lucky old me. What division are we in? Do we play our matches away or at home? What's the payoff? Any good? Pardew says, sure, it'll be a biggie, Sam. Sam and I both ripped them a dog tod when we failed. Are you enjoying me new feature?
Sounds good so far, yeah.
So Roy says, result. Where do they play, this Palace? There's no clue in the title. Are they a Bristol club? Lovely little bicycle repair shop in the railway arches in Bristol. Pardew just ignores him. Anyway, may I first of all thank Towney for the lingering distraction he administered at West Brom, delivering us both substantial cash piles, and can we all reassure Moylesy, that's David Moyles, that we'll give him an easy ride in matches this season to help him get a full 3-year deal and a lovely big bonus contract with massive payout at either end. All here, here. Now, Tony Poulis chirps in. Is he Dorset?
He's supposed to be Welsh.
Oh, you might have a job at the Mo.
Yeah, that'll do.
I'm out of the job at a Mo. So could I have an advance of a couple of mil? Is this still Welsh?
Sitting on his dad, really, isn't he?
Until I take the Swansea. Oh, he's gone southwestern.
That's fine. That's all right.
I'm out of a job at the Mo, so could I have an advance of a couple of mil till I take the Swansea job? I should be able to sting them for 30 mil over 3 years. Sam, of course, it will be in the Cayman Islands tomorrow. You see, this is like satirical.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like something out of Private Eye.
So I'm getting a bit bored with it. David, who's that Moyes? That's David Moyes. Hey, thanks, folks. And don't worry, Sam. I'll sell you Andy Carroll in January in a heavily inflated fee. Anyway, I propose that we spend the 25 million on a Bitcoin startup called Britcoin. That's a kind of currency that's backed up by fuck all and is destined to blow up in investors' faces. All we have to do is get out at the right time, like we always do, and move on to a new scam. Oh, I'm struggling. Why? I think we should open a catering company and give them the contracts for our various clubs. Serve up any old shit, then fuck off when the margins start to fall. Alan, what about an online fashion retailer called Britlook? Blazers, ties, crisp shirts, nylon suits, Everyone says I look da bomb. So I could be the face of it, could run it for a year, then go bankrupt, leaving our suppliers to cry into their soup. Lovely. Tony, I reckon we should release a perfume for men called Poulis. It's a bit cidery with a hint of pork belly. Don't pay our suppliers and fuck off after a year. Sam says, that's some great ideas there, but what about this? We set up a trust in Liechtenstein that pays us the interest tax-free and makes loans to us tax-free. So we basically do fuck all and make a fortune. And they all agree.
Oh.
So Sam says, right, let's get pissed and eat some owl. Oh, that's a new feature, but
that's good.
I've struggled with it a bit.
I think there's potential there. Some good voices. Well, good variety in the voices and a lot of satire, which I think we've been lacking in so far.
Bang.
No anus talk, which is a plus.
Yes, but you've introduced it.
Well, I
there
did
by
briefly. Well, just as a reference.
I like saying, right, let's get pissed and eat some owl.
Yeah.
Do you think it should have been owl or owls?
No, owl.
I think it's best, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Have you seen these pigs in blankets you can get that are inside Yorkshire puddings?
No.
In little Yorkshire puddings, an individual pig in blanket inside a Yorkshire pudding.
So the pig's in pastry, the sausage is in...
It's a standard pig in blanket.
What is know, a what surrounds the sausage?
A little sausage wrapped in bacon.
Oh, wrapped in bacon.
Yeah. So, you know, you can get a packet of 12 of them. But each one is inside a little Yorkshire pudding.
Do you have them for Christmas?
Well, I haven't shelled out for them yet because they've only just started doing them in Sainsbury's. I have the standard pigs in blankets.
Do you know what, Andy? I've got some wife's questions. I forgot to ask you.
What do you think about the pigs in blankets inside Yorkshire puddings? It's rude to ignore that.
I know, but I will come back to that because she wanted to ask about your Christmas dinner and that, and it's just reminded me.
All right, okay.
So, sorry, carry on. I didn't know you could get them inside.
How do you feel about them as a concept?
Well, because of me bad art, thanks for asking, whatever. I can't really contemplate having sausages and bacon, Andy, so they're like, now in my mind, all those delicious things have lost their sheen.
I mean, I didn't deliberately bring them up to sort of torment you.
No worries, because they literally have. I look at it and I don't see what you're seeing anymore. I just see, you know, a
the
lump
inside of
fat.
Yeah.
I just see,
third artery.
Third arteries, yeah.
Okay.
Do you know, Andy, I saw a professor the other week from a television show I was doing. It was like Mr. Heart, the heart man.
Right.
UK's top heart man. And I thought this were quite interesting, just in case people are interested in heart conditions and that.
I'm sure they
are. It's only the arteries, right? There's three of them.
Yeah.
I think there's some more, but the three main ones around your heart. It's only those three arteries that fur up. Arteries in your legs.
In the entire body.
In your arms, they don't fur up. It's just those ones, yeah? And because, which was nice for me, he took an artery from somewhere else to replace my big artery, what they call the Widowmaker, the one that they call the LAD or something.
Right.
So that was replaced with one from the other side of my body.
Right.
And it's an artery that can't fur up.
Oh, right. So you're good as new. So why doesn't everyone get this done then?
No, everyone does.
School?
No, everyone does.
Not everyone, not even people that have got furred arteries.
If this
is an unfurrable artery you've got here, why can anyone not just go in and get that put where the furrable
Well, you can. Once it gets to... I mean, mine was 95%.
Yeah, but why should you nearly die before you get that done?
Well, Andrew, it's a
he's
good question.
He's taking the piss, this fella.
If funds were limitless, yes, I suppose we could all go in on our 40th birthday for... to have, but I mean, there's dangers involved. You know, they have to cut your freaking chest open.
And what do they do? What do they replace this artery they take out? Do they put the third one? Do they swap them over?
No. Do you know, like, I...
So you haven't got an artery on the left-hand side now?
Yes,
or wherever.
I've got an artery, that a non-furring artery on my left-hand side that feeds me heart, yeah?
Right.
They took that artery from the other side.
And what did they
chest.
Put in when they took
they
that out?
They don't put anything in. Well, it's like when they remove varicose veins from your leg. They just pull it out and your blood just finds another way to go.
This is stressing me, this is.
You know, looking at the state of you, Andy, I think you should take more interest in heart health and some of this wisdom I'm giving you. Honestly. Sadly,
cut that bit out.
Sadly, in the back of my heart, they replaced it with two veins because they can't fit new arteries around the back of your heart.
Right.
And the problem with veins is that they run at a different pressure to arteries, so they're really under. You know, it's tough work for them.
Right.
You know, handling the workload of an artery.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'll cut this out and put it out as a separate podcast on Guardian.
What will you call it? What will you
something?
Call it?
Bob's
heart matters.
Heart shite.
From the heart?
Heart talk.
Heart talk, that's shit.
Bob Mortimer's heart wank.
Oh!
Oh, yeah!
So, I can't find the wife's questions, but she put some on my phone for me, so bear with me, Andy. This you have to fucking edit this.
This is going to take until Christmas Eve to edit.
So, Andrew, she just wanted to know, could you tell... Hi, Andrew, she says.
Hi, Bob's wife.
Could you tell me about your Christmas tree? You know, like, what plastic is it made of? How tall is it? Where do you store it for the rest of the year?
It's 3 foot tall. It's...
3 foot?
Yeah, I put it on a chair.
Oh, Jesus.
I can't afford a 6 foot tree.
You've got a 3 foot tree?
Yeah, it's white.
Well, it's not a tree. It's a pot plant, isn't it?
Well, it's not. It's a fake one.
Oh, it's fake.
It's one of them white ones.
Right.
From Woolworths.
Was it passed down to you by your Mac and Mam or something?
Might have been.
It was, wasn't it?
So I keep it on a chair. And when I just keep it, like, under my bed.
Have you got lights under your bed?
Yeah.
What else is under your bed?
Some magazines.
Oh, Andrew, don't give that image up. But you look curvy enough as it is without saying shit like that.
So, you don't know what kind of magazines they are.
What do you leave out for Santa and reindeers in Macomland?
A grape.
A grape?
A grape.
For the Santas?
And some whiskey.
For Santa and some grapes for the...
Who?
Santa Claus. Oh, God, he's not... been. Sorry, love.
Whiskey.
Tell me about your Christmas food and drink, just generally. Do you get it all up the Asda, or might you like venture to Marks and Spencer's for your cheese, or do you get it online? You know, what will you be having? Tell me about your Christmas hope. You know, do you get Baileys?
Pigs in, yeah, I've got three bottles of Baileys in. I've got 12 tubs of sweets.
Don't just say tub of sweets, Andy. Don't just say tub of sweets. What are we talking about? Celebrations, refreshers?
Well, I've got three celebrations, three heroes, and three Quality Street.
Rightio. And which one's the.
No, four of each of those. That's 12, isn't it?
So I can instantly tell from that that they were on offer if you bought four tins.
Yeah, I'll wait till they come down to £4. £4 is the optimum buying price. Bang, £4, you're in.
£4 a tin or £4 for four?
£4 a tin.
So you got sweets, you got a bit
sweets,
of booze.
Pigs in blankets.
Yeah.
But I just get the standard ones. I don't get them in the Yorkshire puddings.
Right.
What else?
Mince
have I
pies?
Got
do you do mince pies?
I haven't
pies?
Got any mince pies. I don't like mince pies. I've got some pork pies.
Tell me about your
I've got
pork
some
pie.
European
what,
meat.
What's your pork pie? Is it Asda?
Mini. Sainsbury's mini pork pies.
Sainsbury's
yeah.
Mini. Right.
Because I like to go flash for Christmas.
Because there's a great big load of meat in those mini pork pies, isn't it, Andy?
You don't get much meat, but you get a lot of crust.
You do get a lot of crust.
I've got a gala pie.
Yeah.
Pork and egg.
You've already bought that gala pie.
Yeah.
Yeah? But you're eating it already or you'll wait till
I'm
Christmas?
I'm halfway through it.
You're halfway through it, yeah. Do you poke the egg out?
I'm not prepared to tell you.
You're not prepared to tell me. I think that's wise. So, what do you? Is there anything, like, I bought a bottle of port, Andy, that I'm going to have
you?
To say cost £80.
Did you?
But...
Millionaire Bob.
No,
there.
But that's...
What do you mean, no?
No, because that's my... Yeah, because there's no pork pies, there's no celebrations, I've saved my money on that. My Christmas treat
80
thing
quid.
Is to buy a really old bottle of port.
I'm going to ask Alan Brazil how much he'd pay for a bottle of port.
He'd probably pay £4,000, wouldn't
I
he?
I doubt it.
So, well, that's been a little bit of an insight, Andy, and do you what do you have for Christmas dinner? Chicken? Do you have turkey, beef? You have a turkey.
Why would anybody have chicken?
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 What? And this chicken, this turkey that you buy, is it frozen?
No. It's dead.
It's a fresh.
Yeah.
It's a fresh turkey.
Yeah, freshly killed.
You go to the butcher's for it, do you?
Yeah.
And how many pounds is it? Weight.
11 pounds.
11 pounds. Oh,
I don't like this fervent question, and it's quite intrusive.
Lucky, you're lucky, lucky kids. And do you carve it with one of those electric carvers?
Yeah.
God.
That chainsaw.
And do you get a Christmas pudding? Final one. Do you have a Christmas pudding? No, it's not worth
it. I'm not answering any more of your questions. It's stupid.
All right. I've got Barry Homeowner, right? He's done what... Again, it's been sent to me. He's done, like, a video CV. You know, like, to try and get employment and that.
OK.
This is touch and go, all right?
Right.
Does that mean this is the chances of me pulling it off a touch and go?
I haven't got a clue what's happening now.
No, what does the phrase touch and go?
Touch and go. Yeah, it means it could go either way.
So I'll click the music.
You're magnificent, wondrous, majestic, breathtaking, and a homeowner. Yeah. I won't let you down. I'll just take you up, 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 up into the business sky. You'll feel like you're making love. Making love to a golden eagle. Yeah, if you need reliability, if you need muscle, if you need a creative ping, if you need design stimulus, if you need to impress, then how about a guy that will blow your lazy mind? How about a huge man that moves stealthily than a tram? If what you need is a friend by your side, then come fly with me. I won't let you down. I'll just take you up, up, up. Up into the business sky. You'll feel like you're making love. Making love to a Chinese lantern. Yeah, I got 5 GCSEs, 2 A-levels, HND in business management. Currently junior negotiator at Winston's Estate Agents, nicknamed the Corian Fist. 75% of deals closed within that crucial 48-hour window. Certificate of Superb from the Ballantine Gym Group. Mover Shaker, Croissant Baker. I won't let you down. I'll just take you up, up, up. Up into the business sky. You'll feel like you're making love. Making love in a satin jumpsuit. Perfect dental alignment. Extreme sports are my casual indulgence. Once abseiled from the roof of Stoke Library. I love full maroonies. Love interior design. Love artisan produce. Love really intense mind expansion hubs with fellow travellers. Have the occasional semolina nightmare where an ape digests me, but they are well under controller-rooney. If it's a pillow, it's gotta be duck down. If it's a river, it's gotta be fast flowing. My name, my soul is Indian. My physical self is UK based. My name is Barry C. Homeowner, and I am part of your life story. I won't let you down. I'll just take you up, up, up. Into the business sky.
Well, Andrew, it was touch and go.
Fucking hell. It's impressive.
Let's hope he gets work.
I'm sure he will.
Aye, aye, Lenny Biscuits here. Just back from the Argos. I was there at 4 o'clock this morning. I smashed the window at the front. Walked in, set off all the alarms, walked straight up to the counter, jumped over it, strode into the factory bit at the back where they make all the stuff, helped myself to one of them Fitbits, put it on me wrist, synced it with me iPhone, put in me step target for the day, 8,000 steps. Then I strolled back towards the door, By then the place was swimming with coppers, and the alarms are still going off. Get this, I handed the copper an envelope with 23 grand in it to cover the damage and the Fitbit. I flashed me wrist at him and I said, "I caught a nicked it. What I did it. What I did it. Tell me how you shit."
I thought that was going to, Fitbit was going to replace it somehow. Could have nicked it, but a Fitbit, I don't know.
He might be in Quick Fit next time, who knows, and he'll still say the same fucking thing.
Peter Beasley's sent me one of his stories, I don't know what he calls them, an update, something like that.
Right.
So I'll play that for you.
Please do.
Oh, he must have been next to his clock.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. No, I'm just back from Northern Ireland today. I got a standing caravan there. Used to be lovely, but the site has got a lot of welfare benefit people on it now, and they don't really look after their legs. You know, I've got a few sculpture pieces I got from my garden centre outside my leg. A lion on its back legs holding a spade. A princess, oh, beautiful princess, lowering a bucket into a well, like a little group of kids doing ring, 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 a ring, a ring of roses. And a nice chicken wrapping in the car on the way back, you know. The chicken was nice and lumpy, really lumpy, lovely lumps in it, you know. Not them thin slices, like. I did have a massive frog that spat water out like a fountain. But the pump started making a whiny noise and packed up. The pipes are rusted and the plaster's cracked like so. I've put a little wedge on the frog's chin and stop its head dropping off, you know. Dog dirt. When my son was a lad, like, he used to stay overnight in the caravan, you know, and we'd do a bit of fishing together. Catching odd mackerel, whiting, fucking cod, you know. If we got a decent cod, we'd boil it up and it's done spuds in the caravan. Must be 30 years since, you know, me and the lad last went fishing. The knocking in me loft really was last night. I took a torch up and a banana to investigate it, but stopped as soon as I got to the top of the ladder. I did notice light coming through some tiny gaps in the party wall on the Albanian fella's side, so I filled those over with some banana skin. I didn't bother trying to get back to sleep. He took me torch out in the garden and have a look about. I was looking down his shed and I noticed two little white cricket stumps that were from when I used to play cricket with me lad. I used to let him get me out and encourage him, like they encourage him. I also noticed some disturbed earth, so I had a dig at it and found the wife's Bible, like, you know. She'd wrapped it in barbed wire and took a dump on it. She's really is pretty fervent about rejecting Jesus, like, you know. My son phoned last week. The wife got the phone first, but never mind, you know. At the end of the call, I got a few minutes to talk to him, you know, and told him I was going to the caravan, but he just said he didn't meet nothing but the place. And I go now and my wife wants her hard-boiled eggs, so I'm popping out after I'm tidied up after the wife's eggs. Going to buy some weed oil, you know. So that was Peter's...
update. He sounds like things are looking up for him, because he seemed a bit down the last time we heard from him, but, you know...
Do you think he was a more upbeat then?
I think definitely, yeah. I think 2018 is going to be a great year for Peter Beardsley.
It's a shame.
By the sounds of that.
I think his wife always gets the phone before him when the son phones. Yeah. A bit sad.
I wonder if that's deliberate, whether she's trying to keep them apart, do you think?
I don't know, Andy, I don't know. Maybe he'll tell us one day.
before we go as well, I think we'll just mention the live video as well, which you can get via athleticomint.com. And it's 99 pence plus VAT, because VAT is important, isn't it, to keep us all alive. What's in the video again? It's the live show. We've done this some...
I'm trying to think what it is like.
There's the Barry Homeowner song, there's some Steve McLaren, there's some Lenny Biscuits.
Oh, yeah, because people haven't heard Steve McLaren, what happened to him.
Loads of it is new stuff that we haven't done in any podcast.
Well, it's all new, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah.
No, I'm not accepting
the
pretty much.
The Homeowner song's been done before.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's about the only thing been for. And it's got...
Gangs of the EPL.
Gangs of the EPL, obviously Mark Lawrenson.
Mark Lawrenson and
loads
his wife.
Of brand new stories you've never seen, plus you get to see our faces. And I've got a really appealing boil on the side of my head during it as well.
Nice. And of course, Robson Green gets to meet Rafa Benitez.
Oh, does he? Scottish song.
Scottish song.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
What a bargain.
So, happy Christmas to you, Andy.
Happy Christmas to you as well.
I hope you enjoy your fair and your tiny tree.
Yeah.
I've got an 8-foot tree.
That's nice for you.
Well, you know, I make an effort.
Wait, do you want to pull this cracker before we go?
Yeah, go on then.
Pull it harder. Pull it. Fuck. Bob! Shit, I'm in an ambulance.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.